Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Thursday, the 4th of November. New vaccination data has been released by the Federal Government Department of Health this week. The disparity between New South Wales and Victoria's Indigenous populations against the overall rate of full vaccination has stayed relatively steady compared to previous weeks. It's around 11 to 12% lower overall, with a wider gap in the regions. In New South Wales, 76% of Indigenous people are fully vaccinated, with that number dropping to 71% for regional New South Wales. Victoria has just crossed over the 70% double dose vaccination rate among the Indigenous population, a little under 2 weeks after the state overall reached the same milestone in order to see an end to stay-at-home orders. In regional Victoria, a little over 66.5% of Indigenous people are fully vaccinated, compared to 87% for the overall population, a disparity of about 20%. New South Wales recorded 308 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night, and 4 deaths. This includes a woman in her 30s from Western Sydney who was unvaccinated. The Hunter New England Local Health District recorded 103 new cases, over a third of the state's daily cases. There were 33 in Moree Plains, 16 in Midcoast, 11 in Port Stephens, 9 in Tamworth, 9 in Cessnock, 9 in Lake Macquarie, 7 in Inverell, 4 in Newcastle, 2 in Armidale, 2 in Maitland, and 1 in Dungog. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 7 new cases, 6 in Cowra and 1 in Coolah. The Far West recorded no new cases. On to Victoria, where there were 1,247 new cases recorded to midnight last night and 9 deaths. Victoria now has 17,674 active cases. Regional Victoria recorded 257 new cases, including 46 in Latrobe, 41 in Shepparton, 40 in Bendigo, 27 in Wodonga, 26 in Geelong, and 5 in Mildura. There are now 364 active cases in Wodonga, 343 in Shepparton, and 133 in Mildura. A full list of today's cases across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID Update article on our website. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.